and welcome to this week's episode of Fergus Falls 5. I'm Hannah.
I'm Emmett.
And I'm Abby, and we'll be your hosts today.
Today is Thursday, March 21st, 2019.
Thank you to everyone listening. Abby, can you tell our listeners what we have happening on today's show?
Today we have some really interesting news topics around the world and in the United States, school news and events, and a special St. Patrick's Day segment since last week and was St. Patrick's Day.
Sounds like a great show. Abby, what's the weather looking like this weekend?
The weather this weekend is looking cloudy. Tomorrow looks like it will be partly cloudy. Saturday will be mostly cloudy. Sunday could have rain. The high temperature should be around 40 degrees, and all weekend lows will be in the low 20s.
The OtterBots is the Fergus Falls first FRC robotics team. Last weekend, they placed 8th out of 52 teams in Grand Forks in the area center for their regional tournaments. There were teams from 5 states and 2 other countries, Canada and China. On Tuesday, there was a CLC Speech Conference Championships at Wilmer. Congratulations to all of the competitors and to Izzy, Angelek, and Tekara for placing in the meet. Tomorrow, there is a track meet at Concordia College at 5 p.m. On the 22nd of March, there is a 3-hour early out. Next Monday is a makeup snow day. Remember to come to school. The end of the third quarter is next Friday, March 29th. Now it's time for a segment, Weird Holiday. This is a segment where we tell you some of the strange and bizarre holidays coming up. Let's see here. This coming Monday, March 25th, is Waffle Day.
That sounds like a wonderful day to celebrate.
It is a holiday that is celebrated in Sweden every year on March 25th. The United States has its own National Waffle Day that is celebrated in August.
To me, waffles are waffles. I say we support Sweden and celebrate on both days.
That's a good idea, Abby. Did you know that the world's biggest waffle was 8 feet across and 110 pounds?
That's a lot of waffle.
Also, Thomas Jefferson brought the first waffle iron to America.
Well, I appreciate him sharing such a great invention with us.
Next Tuesday, March 26th, is National Purple Day.
That's awesome. How did that become a holiday?
It started in 2008 as a way to bring awareness to epilepsy, which is a very hard condition that causes people to have seizures and a lot of other symptoms as well.
Well, it's a great day to bring awareness to it.
All over the world, there are more than 50 million people who live with epilepsy. Over 2 million of them live in the United States.
I say we all work together and wear purple next Tuesday to bring awareness to our area and to our school.
That's a great idea, Abby. So be sure to fill up with some waffles on Monday and then wear purple on Tuesday. And this sums up our segment, Weird Holiday. Hannah, what kind of news do you have for us today?
By June 6, 2019, all remaining Shopko stores will be closing. They would like to thank all their employees and teammates for their hard work. There are 30 stores, including Fergus Falls. Also, Fargo's mayor signed an emergency declaration preparing the 2019 spring flood. He has a goal of 1 million sandbags to be prepared over the next few weeks. Next for local news is, why can't we recycle that? Last week, we interviewed a few kids from Mrs. Roder's class. Here are a few things not to recycle. Styrofoam, bubble wrap, cartons, plastic bags, clothing, paper plates, and scrap metal.
South Africa drivers miraculously escaped from a whale's mouth. That was caught on camera. In February, a 51-year-old named Rainer Schimpf went with a group of drivers to see the sardine migration off of the coast of South Africa. Billions of sardines migrate, and people go to get video and pictures of all the fish. There is also a lot of predators like dolphins and birds in this area when the sardines migrate. Rainer jumped into the water and went to record the fish. Another photographer was watching from a boat and saw something wasn't quite right. All of a sudden, a whale came up. he out of the water, and Rainer was trapped in his mouth. Rainer was said he was worried that a whale would go deeper in the water. The whale quickly realized that it didn't have sardines in its mouth and spit Rainer and a bunch of water out while he swallowed a bunch of sardines. He still had his camera. The whole thing lasted about 2 seconds, and it was caught on camera. He was rescued by a team in his boat. After making sure he was okay, he got back in the water and kept taking videos and pictures.
So this past Sunday was St. Patrick's Day. People celebrated all over the world. St. Patrick's Day is an Irish holiday that celebrates the anniversary of the day that St. Patrick died. I thought this would be fun to share some facts about St. Patrick's Day.
That sounds like a great idea.
Well, one of the strange things is that St. Patrick was actually born in Great Britain, not Ireland. He was kidnapped and brought to Ireland when he was 16 and forced to work on a sheep farm. He escaped and went back to Great Britain.
That's crazy.
His original name was Maewyn Suket, but when he returned to Great Britain, he joined a monastery where his name was changed to Patricius, and then he went back to Ireland to spread his beliefs.
That's such an awesome story.
There are also a lot of arguments about what year he actually died to, but they all agreed that it was March 17th, which is why we celebrate St. Patrick's Day on that day.
So where do leprechauns come in?
Well, St. Patrick wasn't really known by many people, but over the years after he died, people started telling tales about him having magical powers and how he got rid of all the snakes in Ireland. It's hard to know exactly how leprechauns got started, but according to the legend, they are men with little beards who know where the pots and gold are at the end of a rainbow and will grant 3 wishes if they are caught.
This is super interesting.
I wonder how many people really know this story.
I'm not sure, but a lot of famous places like the Chicago River, the White House Fountain, and the Eiffel Tower in Paris are lit up green on St. Patrick's Day. But when St. Patrick's Day was made a holiday in the 1780s, the original color was blue.
A blue St. Patrick's Day?
Yep, but once it started to relate in Ireland in the 1790s, it was changed to green.
Well, this is super interesting. Thanks for sharing, Hannah. Well, today has been a great show, and all that's left now is to finish up our show with our last segment, On This Day in History. This is a segment where we talk about important events that happened on today, March 21st, throughout history. Emmett, anything interesting happened on March 21st?
On this day, in 1970, the very first Earth Day was celebrated. It started out in just a few cities in the United States, but now is celebrated by more than 1 billion people all over the world.
That's awesome.
And yesterday, on March 20th, in 1916, Albert Einstein shared his theory of relativity. It is still one of the most influential theories in the world of physics. Also yesterday, in 1726, the famous scientist Isaac Newton died. He was a famous physicist and a mathematician, and is probably most known for his laws of motion. We want to thank everyone who listened today. Remember to let us know if there's anything awesome going on in your school or classroom, and we would be happy to share it. You can email us at fergusfallsfive@gmail.com. Again, that's fergusfallsfive@gmail.com.
Also, a special thank you to all of our listeners. Remember to tune in next week on March 28th for another episode of Fergus Falls 5 podcast.
To end our show today, we would like to share a quote with you. Since it seems like spring is finally starting to come around, I thought it would be fun to share a spring coat. Here is a quote by Mark Twain that is very reliable to Minnesota. He said, "In the spring, I have counted 136 different kinds of weather inside of 24 hours. Thank you, Mark Twain, for your very true words. See you next time.